Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, loyal listeners. Welcome to the Althea Moses Show, home of hot health and fitness tips with the Olympian, Althea Moses. The show is presented by AltheaM.com, results with an Olympian's touch. Today we're broadcasting live from our Los Angeles studio. Thank you for listening. My name is Althea Moses, your host. Today I have a great show for you. Coming up later in the show, I'm teaching part 6 of my new 7-part series, How to Build and Shape a Strong Sculpted Body Temple. Today's topic, best exercise to build and shape a strong sculpted back. So stay tuned for that. On my show, I'm committed to serving you by teaching you how to achieve and succeed or win with your health and fitness goals. I'm honored and excited to teach and serve you. Hot health and fitness tip number 1. I call it the ultimate health and fitness tip. Hot health and fitness tip number 1. You need commitment, dedication, consistent right actions, and to work hard and smart to reach your health and fitness goals. Say it with me, one step or movement at a time. The material presented on this show is for adults and educational purposes. Always consult with your physician before starting any dietary and exercise program. You are listening to Hot Health and Fitness Tips with the Olympian, Althea Moses. The quote of the day segment is your most priceless possession, so go take care of it. Your body is your most priceless possession, so go take care of it. That is a quote by Jack LaLanne. Today's updates and what's next segment. This week, I participated with over 200 business women and philanthropic women at the Los Angeles Business Journal's Women Making a Difference Awards ceremony. It was held at the JW Marriott at LA Live. We had such a good time. I did not win the award for Rising Star and Business Woman of the Year, but I was honored to be in the presence and to be chosen as Business Woman of the Year and Rising Star for doing what I love, teaching people how to make good choices for better health. So that's what I did this week. Bikini season is upon us. Join me every Tuesday at 7 p.m. for the Althea class. It's a fun fitness experience in my Los Angeles studio. Visit AltheaM.com to register today. On the last episode, I taught part 5, exercises to build and shape a strong sculpted chest. Oh, my goodness. I spoke with one of my listeners, and they told me that they had a good time hearing me talk about that topic because I brought awareness to that body part, the chest, that people can improve by using some of the by using those exercises that I taught last week. If you missed it, listen to my on-demand archive episode. Please click the follow tab to stay connected. You're listening to Hot Health and Fitness Tips with the Olympian, Althea Moses. Here's the Hot Health and Fitness topic of the day. Today, I'm teaching part 6 of my new, well, it's almost over because this is part 6, my new 7-part series called How to Build and Shape a Strong Sculpted Body Temple. Today's topic, best exercises to build and shape a strong sculpted back. Yes, indeed, I get a lot of compliments about my strong sculpted back, and so today I'm going to teach you how I accomplished that. Have you noticed that some men and women have layers or fold excess fat on their back? In the new millennium, I've also noticed that teens have this excess layer of fat, which is also called a muffin top, on their back too. As we age, the back muscles are one of the parts of the body that gets soft or out of shape. This is due to hormonal changes, a diet full of high calories and fatty foods and beverages, and the lack of exercise or physical activity. Some people want to get rid of excess fat on their back for better health, lose weight, and to sculpt it too. But they have a problem. Dieting and the type of exercises they're performing aren't getting them the results they desire. Is that your case? Is that what you're experiencing? Also, they have, I'm sorry, they don't know which exercises are best to get results. If you desire to lose the fat and have a strong sculpted back, listen to what I have to say. These exercises are the best dumbbell exercises to build shape and sculpt your back. They require the usage of more of your body parts, brain power, and coordination than when performed on machines. You'll get faster sculpting results. Here are the best exercises to strengthen, sculpt, and or tone your back. Hot tip. This is my first hot tip regarding this topic. Your training includes two important parts, warm-up and strength or weight training. You should never start strength and weight training before warming up your body tempo. Warming up raises your body temperature, warms up your joints, increases flexibility, and lessens your chance of injury and soreness. Your two-part warm-up routine should include, one, perform Althea, brisk walking, jump rope, light jogging, trunk twist, or cycling for 5 to 10 minutes. Part two, excuse me, stretch your legs, arms, and abs, also known as your core trunk, for about 5 minutes. Another hot tip. People with larger muscles should stretch a little longer than those with smaller muscles in order to warm them up better. For example, stretch 45 to 60 seconds per exercise. Here's your strength and weight training routine. Perform 2 to 3 exercises 2 to 3 times per week. Perform 3 sets of 12 to 15 repetitions for each exercise. When I instruct you to repeat, you will repeat each movement. When I instruct you to rest after completing sets, you should stop your movement before starting the next set of repetitions. I recommend performing each exercise in front of a mirror because viewing your movements can assist you to correct them if necessary. It may also boost your confidence level. During your active rest period, affirm by repeating, I'm determined to get fit. I'm determined to get in shape. I'm determined to lose this fat on my back. Whatever you want to accomplish, affirm it. And eventually, it will come to reality. Here's your strength and weight training routine. These are two exercises to sculpt your back. Exercise number one is called one-arm dumbbell row. One-arm dumbbell row. This is also called lawnmower. This is what Robert Marshall, the owner of Huff and Puff Gym in Inglewood, told me. You're building and shaping and toning your back, your middle and upper back. It's also called the latissimus dorsi. The lats also give the V-shaped look. Oh, my goodness, I enjoy seeing the V-shaped look on a man. So you must prepare and position yourself by holding a dumbbell downward with a straight right arm. Kneel with left knee on the bench and right leg straight. Left hand is positioned flat on the bench. Your right foot is flat on the floor. Your movement, slowly pull the dumbbell to your waist with elbows bent. Slowly return dumbbell to the start position. Let it pull your arm straight down and stretch your back. Switch to the left hand. Repeat movements. Here's a caution. Always control the dumbbell. Don't let it drop when returning to the start position. Keep your back and head parallel to the bench. Don't let your arms do the work. Let your back do the work. That was exercise one called one-arm dumbbell row. Exercise two is called bent over row. Bent over row. Again, it's going to sculpt your back. It builds, shapes, and tones the middle and upper back. Remember that lats give the V-shaped look. It also sculpts your biceps, shoulders, and abdominals. It does this minimally, though. To prepare and position, hold a dumbbell in each hand. Stand with legs shoulder width apart and knees slightly bent. Keep back slightly bent over and your head up. You're looking straight ahead. Keep arms straight while holding the dumbbells below your bent knees. Always keep your knees bent, slightly bent, to take the strain off your back. Movement, Bend over slightly and slowly pull both dumbbells near your rib cage. Slowly return dumbbells to the start position. Caution, always control the dumbbells. Don't drop dumbbells to starting position. Keep back straight when bent over. Keep knees slightly bent during the exercise. Loyal listeners, that was the second exercise called bent over row. So these exercises are the best dumbbell exercises to build, strengthen, and sculpt your back. They require usage of more of your body parts, brain power, and coordination, which I also call BBCs, than when performed on machines. You should perform this routine 2 to 3 times per week. If you follow my instructions, focus, work hard, and affirm what you want, you'll get faster results, a strengthened, sculpted back. You'll be proud to see in the mirror. And the ladies, I get compliments about my back often when I'm in the gym, when I'm doing these exercises. Sometimes I use the machines too, but I really get fast results using dumbbells. And you can, with the dumbbells, you can do these exercises anywhere in the world. Hot tip, remember that your diet is as important as your strength and weight training. They go hand in hand. I recommend lowering your calorie intake by eating less carbohydrate foods, more vegetables and low-fat protein foods, drinking more water, healthy water, and resting. Rest muscles 1 to 2 days. After all of your dedication and hard work, your body will reward you with a strong, sculpted back. Beautiful back for the ladies. Loyal listeners, I'm excited that you're making lifestyle changes for better health, fitness, and wellness. If you need motivation, help getting started, or want to learn how to maintain your fitness level, don't hesitate to contact a professional, experienced fitness trainer for a free consultation. Did you hear me say free? They can help to motivate and support you and teach you how to prevent injuries and enjoy exercise. I absolutely enjoy exercise, and I want that for you too. They can create your own custom program so you may experience the results you want and need sooner than you think. Do you want to get results? I'm your health, fitness, and wellness friend, Althea Moses. Get results with an Olympian's touch. This concludes today's topic. Next week, I'll teach part 7 of my 7-part series, Best Exercises to Build and Shape Strong Sculpted Shoulders. Oh, my God, it's good to have a strong sculpted back, but it's also good to have strong sculpted shoulders. Thank you for listening to the Althea Moses Show. That's all the time I have for today's episode. If you missed any episodes, listen to my free on-demand episodes on blogtalkradio.com or on my blog on myaltheam.com. Hear my latest weekly show, the Follow Tab, and share them with your family and friends. I'm sure they can use this information. Loyal listeners, thank you for tuning in to the Althea Moses Radio Show. Tune in next Thursday for more hot health and fitness tips. Stay connected on our hot website, AltheaM.com, Twitter, Facebook, Yelp, and my Althea Moses YouTube channel. Please subscribe today. Thank you for listening to Hot Health and Fitness Tips with the Olympian, Althea Moses. Hello, loyal listeners. I was having some technical difficulties a moment ago. So I'm just going to wrap up my show, today's Hot Health and Fitness Tips, about sculpting, having a strong sculpted back. And I'm concluding, because that was, I'm sorry, that's all the time I have for today's scheduled episode. If you missed any part of it, listen to my free on-demand episodes on blogtalkradio.com or on my blog on myalthea.com. You can hear my latest weekly shows as well. Click the follow tab and share them with your family and friends. Loyal listeners, thank you for tuning in to the Althea Moses Radio Show. Tune in next Thursday for more hot health and fitness tips. Stay connected on our hot website, AltheaM.com. Also stay connected on Twitter, Facebook, Yelp, and my Althea Moses YouTube channel. I have lots of videos to show how to build a strong sculpted body temple. Please subscribe today. Thank you for listening to Hot Health and Fitness Tips with the Olympian, Althea Moses.